Someone asked me if he's allowed to listen to Christian music, religious music. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph states that Udiyuk Na'atzma Af Bachol Osur Lehistakel Ba, that with respect to an idolatrous image itself, even during the weekday, you're not allowed to look at it. Mishum Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim, because the Pasuk says, don't turn towards idols. And my Talmudah, what is the derivation? Amar Rabbi Chanin, Al Tefanu Kel Midatchem. Don't push God out of your mind by looking at these images. Now, based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Siman Kuf Mem Beis Seif Tesvav, states that, number one, you're not allowed to listen to a kli shir shelavos kochav, a musical instrument of an idolater, or listako benoi avodos kochavim, or to glance or to gaze at some kind of artwork, some kind of adornment that's used for avodah zarah, kevan shenena bereiya, because he gets benefit from looking at it. And that second halacha seems to derive specifically from the Gemara in Shabbos. And the first halacha is an extension of that. You're not listening to a musical instrument that's used for Avodas Kochavim. And Beit Hillel, a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, writes, V'nira dehu adin, the same halacha applies to a kol shel akum hamezameh lavos alilim, to the sound, music, idolatrous music, music of an idolater that he's singing to his idol. Gam kein aser, it's also forbidden. Kamo kli shir, just like a musical instrument that's used for idolatrous purposes. Now, generally speaking, the consensus is that for Jews, Christianity is considered idolatry. The Meiri does not believe that, but the general consensus is that Christianity is an idolatrous religion for a Jew. It's arguable, according to some Rishonim, that perhaps for a non-Jew, Christianity is not idolatrous. It's what's called shituf. It's a belief in a partnership between a singular God that has perhaps different parts to it, an earthly, a physical part, a spiritual part. Anyway, that's considered idolatrous for a Jew, and therefore Christian music would presumably be idolatrous. And Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Yoredea Chelek Bei Simon Nun Vav, where he writes that Hine Hanigunim Shemizamrim Hanotzim Aves Tiflasam Vaday Osher Lishamam. Says the songs that the Christians sing in their churches is definitely forbidden to listen to them. Af Aide HaRadio Vaf Aide Phonograph, even if it's by the way of a radio or a record. V'lo rak ha'nigunim she'mezamrim atay, not only the ones that they're singing now, ela filu ma she'hayu mezamrim mikvar, even those that they used to sing, af al pi she'hafsiku atay lezamer ba'osam ha'nigunim asar, even if they stopped singing those same nigunim, those same tunes, it's forbidden because they were created for religious purposes. And he writes that v'gam ha'nigun she'chibar eze notzi nigun al pasuk mitehillim, Aloshin Sheitiku Osir Kistam Nigum She Muskarm Hanotsim Lipsuki Tehilim Hula Zamar Latiflo Sam Shiza Osir. Even if their songs were actually taken from Psukim from Tehillim, from Tanakh, but since they're using it to pray to their God, it is also forbidden. He writes that if it's simply it's just a song, but the goal is not for religious purposes, then it would not be forbidden. I guess the song Jingle Bells, that's, even though it's a song that's sung for December 25th, but there's nothing Christian about it. There's nothing religious about it. That presumably that would not be a problem. So just the B'nai Banim, Rav Henkin, in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Hay, similarly states that you're not listening to music of Avodah Zarah for the purpose of benefit. Is not only inside a church, but he says even in an ulam concertim, kol sha makila hi shel kinesia, shaz ha Zimarim mitkavim lavod hazara. So as long as the choir, it's like it's a Christian choir that the songs intend for something idolatrous, then that still is forbidden. The one thing that he does point out is he writes, Umihu lishmo musica knesitit bakrai der harada de taklit nirashimutter. If you're listening to Christian music temporarily, happens to be by chance, by way of the radio or a record, seems as permitted. If eino mevin haloshen, you don't understand it. Kevin she'ein kan ela shmias kol havara, you're just hearing the sound of an echo. And because he said it's not a halachic kol because it's by way of the radio. And so he wants to make that argument and said, especially if that's not your intent. It would seem that if there's a Christian song and you know what it means and it's a religious song and you enjoy it, it's very inspirational to you. But that would seem to be usur, seems according to Rav Moshe and to Rav Henkin. If you're somewhere and they're playing some Christian music and do you have to leave the room? Probably not. If your intent is not to be inspired by it, you just happen to be in the room where they're playing the music. So if you don't have kavana, the key is to really get kavana, intent to benefit from it. So that's when it's a problem. If you're just passing through, it doesn't seem you have to specifically leave the room if they're playing the music.